go with Tori. Please raise your hand and I will call on you. We will start with Jody Jackson. Go ahead, Jody.
Hi, Tori. Any news on Madison Bumgarner?
Yes, he had some, he had some imaging, and there's some, he has some left shoulder inflammation, and he's going to, you know, not throw for a couple of days, and we're hopeful this could be a quick flip. That's the discussions that I had with the medical team today. I've yet to talk to Bum. Obviously he's not with us, but in communication with the medical team, and they feel very, very encouraged by what the next steps could be. But we got to let him rest for a couple of days, and then we'll pick it up from there.
When you say you hope it'll be a quick flip, does that mean possibly avoiding the injured list?
We haven't yet determined that, so we're hopeful that that could be the case. Correct.
Steve Gilbert, go ahead.
I guess Zach stole my question there, Tori, but how relieved were you to hear that that news on Bum? It sounds like that was kind of probably the best case scenario.
Yeah, extremely relieved. Look, we've had some grinding circumstances, and we all know what they are, and we're trying to build up around some of the tough times and create the best version of this team that's going to go out and compete and expect to win baseball games every single day. So, you know, for about 10 days there, we kept taking a lot of body blows, but this one was something that we were encouraged by. This news, we were very encouraged by. And like I said, we're hoping for as quick a flip as possible.
Nick McCorrell, go ahead, Nick.
Hey, Tori. Zach Gallen said the other day that today was going to be the day he was going to get some follow-up imaging. Did you hear how that went?
I was aware that he did get that imaging. I don't have all of those details. That was everything's trickling in slowly here while we're in Milwaukee. But everything that I've heard and you know, the activity that he's been giving us, or the activity that's been going on, has been very encouraging, and he's feeling good. So if we, you know, obviously there is going to be that follow-up imaging, and once we get that information, I'll pass it along to you. But scheduled to throw a bullpen tomorrow. I had that right yesterday. I wasn't sure of the exact day, but scheduled to throw out of the bullpen tomorrow with an eye on getting on the mound and facing some hitters at some point in the near future if everything goes right.
Back to you, Jody.
Yeah, Tori, just I know the pitching has been a struggle with the injuries, but are you encouraged by how the guys have been swinging the bats lately, and how excited are you for this trip to see, you know, just to put that together and continue what you've been doing?
Yeah, we've been getting some really good at-bats, and things have been going in a very positive direction with our offensive approach. And, you know, we have an offensive identity here, and that's to be relentless at the in the box and you know, challenge the pitcher to get to make mistakes in our area of strength. And we're trending towards that. You know, we had some very lean days for, you know, couple weeks, where we got away from that mindset and that approach. But today, I'm encouraged by what I've seen. You know, we had a really nice day of early work. We're getting ready to go out and take some BP today. These guys seem to be in a very good state of mind and ready to go out and start to attack and score some runs and put up some big innings.
Zach Buchanan.
Tori, just what's it been like to have Vargy back?
Yeah, he brings us, he's instant energy, and, you know, to get him on the field, and watch him pick up the baseball and turn double plays and start double plays. It's just, you know, it's a very dependable baseball player, that plays with a ton of energy. And, you know, we've missed him for a little bit of time, and he's gone off to a couple of different organizations and picked up some things and become a better baseball player. So, just like having him around because of the energy it brings, but mostly because he's a good baseball player. He's going to find himself in some big moments and help us win some baseball games.
Jack Summers.
Tori, Cattell's defense in center field seems to have taken a few steps backwards since 2019. It appears that way visually, and the metrics are whichever one you use, StatCast, DRS, all pretty bad right now. What do you think are the main reasons for what we're seeing, and what needs to be done to help get him on the right track?
I agree with you. So the information that you're digging out is something that we're aware of. And, you know, just getting back on the field was one thing, but getting back on the field and performing at a championship level is what our goal is every single day. We have a certain standard here, and we are striving for excellence in every area. And once that bar is raised, we are going to continue to try and break through that bar. So that's what we're talking about. That's what we're going to, that's our teachings every single day. The players accept that and accept the responsibility. You know, what we're going to do about that, we're going to create an awareness, which we have. And then there's going to be some work inside of the day that's going to allow him to go out there and get some reads, get some breaks, and take the right angles to the baseball. So it's, you know, it's not necessarily closing in on the ball or moving full speed. It's just the first moves to the baseball, the angles to the baseball. Those are the things that we feel like he could do a little bit better job with.
How much do you feel like the absence of Dave McKay has impacted his ability to make these adjustments? I know from 2019, they had a really good working relationship when Dave helped him along in that transition.
I will just go ahead and say that Dave McKay is the best coach, teacher that I've ever been around. So I'll let you take it from there. And I've been in this game for 30 plus years.
Torrey, are there particular balls that you have noticed him having some trouble with? It seems like some of those harder, like lower line drives are kind of the ones that stand out to me.
Yeah, I think there's a couple things there. You know, Cattell's working his butt off, trust me. We've created an awareness several days ago about some of the things that we wanted to see him improve on. And he's accepted that. So I don't want to sit here and pile on him because he worked so hard to get back here. But yeah, maybe the line drives, the angles and the reads on some of those line drives caught him by surprise early. I think there's been some minimal improvements and we're taking the right steps. But it's that first step for me. It's the first step coming in on some balls that might be a little bit slower developing. So it's about fast movements and direct lines to the baseball.
Are there any updates on Azdrubal or Cole or anyone else worth mentioning?
Azdrubal had a really good work day today, had some simulated live at-bats and did a really nice job there. So I've yet to catch up with him. I'll probably have a little bit more of an update through the course of the night if I do get a chance to talk to him. And then obviously on tomorrow where I could get you that information. Cole is continuing to build up in the cage and build up with his strength through the course of a swing. And he's still continuing to get on his feet with a little bit of a running progression. The throwing progression is there and has been very consistent. So he's continuing to make some improvements.
Torrey, what did you mean by simulated live at-bats? Is it just like a sim game at-bats against the pitcher, that kind of thing?
Yes.
And he's still not running out of the box?
He was running, and you know, we're trying to simulate getting him on the bases and running around the bases and being as active as possible. So, just not up to full speed. When I talked to him, he felt like he was 75-80%, which to me is a miracle. He has been working so hard to get back and join us, and credit to him for accepting all of the medical, all the medical treatment day by day. I know that he's probably going home and taking care of it as well. So it's in a good spot.
And then did you get a word on what happened with Devensky?
Yes. I was hoping to connect with him before I spoke with you guys. I always like to give you a little bit of a bird's eye view as to what the athletes are thinking.
We can wait till you do. It's no worries.
Yeah, he did have his surgery, and I heard it went very well. So I don't have that clean view yet, but I will.
Anything else for Torrey?
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Fuck, I like that angle. We can see Torrey walking out. We can see you. It's a whole thing. That's nice.